One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
Now this is the month of August, the 8th month of the year. So what is the message for this month and what's God expecting us to do this August?
Can I read some scriptures to you? The first one in Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to read that again. If by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. And in a broader teaching on the subject, I've explained that when the Bible says that those who have received this abundance of grace and gift of righteousness shall reign, that it says by Jesus Christ, same word, dia, it means through. Through Jesus Christ or by Jesus Christ. And that's very different from when he's in this world during the millennial period, 1,000 years of peace, and we reign with him. At that time, the Bible says we reign with him, not by him or through him. We reign with him. That's a great difference. Here, he's talking about us reigning by him, reigning through him. In other words, using his name, reigning in his place. And this is very significant. Now, before I take you to a scripture immediately connecting with it, let's read from 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. I want you to notice, one, he always causes us to triumph, not sometimes, always. Then it says, he causes us to triumph. He makes it happen. He prepares us to triumph. He orchestrates us to triumph, always. And then makes the aroma of his knowledge known, makes it manifest through us. He says, in every place, everywhere. What does this mean to you? How can a verse like this go unnoticed? How can this go unnoticed? All right. While you bear that in mind, go to Psalm 110. We read from verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. We already dealt also with this and showed scriptures that David was talking about Jesus. And Jesus himself applied the scriptures to himself. All right? So the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. And so this was David prophesying about Jesus and how that the Lord will be seated at the right hand of God. And he is there today, the Bible tells us. All right, look at the next verse. So he's going to be seated there until his enemies are made his footstool. Look at the next verse. The Lord shall send a rod of thy strength. That means the scepter of your power. Out of Zion, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Oh, while he's seated in heaven, the Bible says, God said to him, rule in the midst of your enemies. Well, his enemies are not in heaven. How could he then rule in their midst? Because he's seated in heaven. The only way he rules in the midst of his enemies is ruling through his church. That's why he says, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength, the scepter of your power, out of Zion. Out of Zion. Out of Zion. Remember, he says, ye are come unto Mount Zion. See, he's talking about us. So, these scriptures in no way suggests that the Christians have some kind of beggarly life or would be subjected to some kind of ridicule. No, we're honored in Christ Jesus. Honored in Christ Jesus. That's important. That's important. It says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. They shall reign in life. And the church of these last days must come to the understanding of our place, of our rights, of the authority given to us in Christ Jesus. Because if you don't use it, you will not give God glory in your life. So what are you going to do? Oh, it's simple. This month, you're going to practice, you're going to practice, you're going to practice. You know, I told you before that the message of the month for each month is not something that you live and when the month is over, it's all gone. No, no, no. You carry that message along with you. You keep living that life. So this month is special. So each month, you put to practice what that message is. Make it personal to you. Internalize it. Live it. And grow in it. You'll be amazed what will become of you. You'll be amazed how things fall into place. They have to. They fall into place. You don't have to try to make them fall into place. They just fall into place. Remember, he says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You have no reason to worry, irrespective of circumstances. You just keep saying, it'll turn out for my good. It'll turn out for my good. See, you can see, the Bible says, here's God Almighty who declares the end from the beginning, from ancient times, things not yet done. So you say, turn out for my good. Oh, well, this is happening and this is going on and this is happening. Oh, it'll turn out for my good. There couldn't be any other result. It'll turn out for my good. It's impossible for us to be disadvantaged. And when you've got an enemy, of course, you don't make enemies, but, you know, people, they declare themselves your enemies. They hate you for what you do and what you say. So they mark themselves out to be enemies to you. But that's not your problem. That's their problem. See? That's their problem. So the more powerful your enemies are, the more you realize it's an indication of your growth. It's an indication of what God is doing with your life. So never be scared of your enemies and say, oh, oh, they say that guy or that enemy is so whatever. Oh, they're supported by this and that. Who's behind? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's just a sign. It's just a sign. You're so powerful, it takes all those people and all those forces to come against you. That's what it means. That's what it means. And then you rejoice and say, wow, God is blessing me so much, the devil is mad. Blessing you so much, the devil is mad. See? So never be moved when you face troubles, trials, challenges. Never be moved. It just means God is blessing you so much. The devil has taken notice of you. That's what it means. So, this month, you see, this month is the month of dominion. You're going to put it to work. Exercise dominion. You're going to have to exercise dominion. Exercise dominion. Now, three important things in your exercise of dominion. Number one, through prayer. In James chapter 5, when we read from the 16th verse into the 17th verse, see what the Bible tells us. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Is effective, you see. The fervent prayer of a righteous man is effective. Who is a righteous man? Oh, you just read it in Romans chapter 5, verse 17. He gave you the gift of righteousness. See? He's made you righteous. You have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In the mind of God, you are as righteous as Jesus is righteous. Why? Because the righteousness that you have is the righteousness of Jesus Christ, given to you to live by. So when God looks at you, he sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's the righteousness you have. You've been made righteous with the righteousness of Christ. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So he says the prayer of a righteous man is very effective. Look at it. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Availeth much. You can read it in the Amplified Translation. I love the way he puts it. It says, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its work. That's wonderful.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.